This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A100 with Tony the Disco is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and the NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. The Runline was one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Back with K100 Sports. Boom.
All right, before we talk about the Celtics winning, I thought this was interesting. I want to do, like, because sports are going to be kind of, now that football, or now that basketball is over and hockey's getting ready to end, okay, next week's show we'll know who won the Stanley Cup. I want to do this. Go to ESPN, and I'm going to read you a couple of headlines on the ESPN.com, and like the first paragraph, I want to get your thoughts. All right?
Yep.
Okay. Lakers hiring J.J. Redick to four-year deal to coach team. The Los Angeles Lakers have agreed to a four-year contract with J.J. Redick to make the franchise's next coach, sources told ESPN on Thursday. Do you have any comment about this?
Well, he had no coaching experience, but correct, when you listen to him as an NBA analyst, he sounds very smart. He just got out of the game. Yeah. He just got out of the game not too long ago, and we've seen how well a guy like Joe Mazzulla and the guy that got suspended from the Celtics, what's his name?
Azuma.
How well he did. So, you know, give him a chance. It looks like they're trying to draft Bronny so he can play with LeBron. I think Bronny's not that good. That's what I have to say. What do you have to say?
I echo what you say. He comes across very intelligent on his appearances. Kind of outside the box thinker a little bit too.
Right.
Like a lot
and
of his
very opinionated.
Yes, very opinionated. I like that. LA's going to like that guy, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Next headline. Sources. Ryan Garcia suspended 1 year after positive PED tests. Ryan Garcia has been suspended 1 year by the New York State Athletic Commission. Sources tell ESPN, while his decision victory over Devin Haney has been overturned to a no contest following positive test for the PED ostomy. You got any comment on this?
I wonder if he has to give any money back. That's number one. Number two, he's definitely something's wrong with him, and it isn't just mental health. He looks like he has a drinking problem and possibly I don't know if he has a drug problem, but I wouldn't be surprised if he took some PEDs.
Okay. He's definitely has a drinking problem.
Right.
He was out in the clubs for like four straight days in Vegas, so it's fight weekend, and just he's a mess, right? He's a very good-looking kid, okay? His Twitter is very entertaining. And he just, before this was coming out, he says he's retired. Okay, so he kind of like preemptively retired before he got suspended.
Yeah.
But he says he might want to get into acting or modeling now because he's a pretty boy.
He probably could, but he'll come back to boxing sooner or later.
For sure.
He's too young. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're young, you make stupid comments like that. And then in 2 or 3 years, he'll be back for sure with a big payday. He'll train. Hopefully he'll be more mature because he's very immature.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know he'll probably be there, but he was a part of the Masvidal Diaz press conferences. So he's involved in that somehow.
Interesting. All right. This is a very entertaining one. Okay. Browns Lonnie Phelps waived after crashing car into restaurant. Cleveland Browns defensive end Lonnie Phelps was charged with drunken driving Wednesday after police said he crashed his SUV into a Florida restaurant. Phelps also faces charges for damaging property following the incident at the Red Shoe Island Bistro in Key West. Bro, how messed up do you got to be to crash your car into a store?
And not only that, in Key West, everybody's all fucked up. So I'm thinking this guy might have had prior shit we don't know about.
Right.
This was the last straw. And, bro, you know for a fact, as professional as NFL is, how many meetings they have with players and rookies not to fuck up, not to do anything that embarrasses the company, not to do anything that's going to get you fired. You're getting a lot of money. You're in the NFL. And then he does this shit. He's not a star player. He's getting cut.
And he's getting cut. And, okay, he didn't cooperate with the officers. And, now you've got cut. You're not getting paid anymore. Reports estimated the damages at $300,000.
What an idiot.
Jesus.
Why are you driving drunk? It's like Jason Timberlake. He's lucky he didn't hit anybody. Bro, why are you getting an Uber?
Easy these days.
These guys can't take Ubers or limos?
Right. Just like when the guys are carrying guns, why isn't your posse carrying it?
Right. It's just a lot of decisions people make.
Idiots.
So this past weekend was very interesting because I had Bryson DeChambeau at 24-1 to win that golf tournament. Okay,
right.
And I don't know if you saw the last few holes, but McIlroy.
I think golf is boring as fuck.
Okay.
Continue.
Rory McIlroy was 496 for 496. He had out of 496 putts inside 3 feet, he made the last 496 of them. Right. He missed one that was 4 feet on like 16. And at 18, he missed one inside 3 feet. And
wow.
DeChambeau was down by a couple strokes.
Wow.
And came back and beat him. Rory got so upset, he didn't stay around to shake the guy's hand, withdrew from his next two tournaments, and said he needed to take a break.
Wow. Well, he must be going through some shit to miss a four-footer and a three-footer that would have won you the game.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, too. Think about the weight that was on his shoulders, because it was him against DeChambeau. DeChambeau's a live guy.
Right.
Rory was like the number one guy burying the live guys.
Right.
And so here they were, the two of them coming down the stretch. I get a chance to beat this guy. There's obviously a lot of like, and he choked.
Right.
Just imagine mentally what that does to the guy.
Right.
You know?
And what he's going through now.
Exactly. Yes. To the point that's like, it's going to be interesting when he comes back for the British Open in 3 weeks to see how he performs. But I've been actually doing pretty, it's very entertaining to watch golf on the last day when you have money on it and your guy is in contention. It was like $50 to win $1,200.
Right.
That's like, you know, so like,
that's huge. Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So
how do you do then?
I won like $1,200.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, okay. I bet $100 on Scheffler too, but I lost. So I won $1,100. Yeah.
So did you see the last hockey game between Florida and Edmonton?
Yeah, Connor McDavid is all of a sudden, they were down 3-0, and now he's just become taken over the series.
Bro, those last 8 minutes were some of the best hockey I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And that save that the guy, Chuck Kachuk or whatever his name is, did at the end.
But it would have been great if they would have come back and scored the other way and tied the game up after he did that. Like, what he saved.
So that was a great save, dude.
Unbelievable effort. Yeah.
Yeah. So, they were down 3-0. You know, if they don't shut them down, they may lose because now they got the momentum.
Yeah, we'll know by Monday. There might be game 7 on Monday. I would love to. Was it going to be Monday or Sunday? I think so. They're playing tomorrow. Yeah, Sunday, I think, is going to be the game 7. So I'll be there. And I hope it is because Sundays are my days off. And I like to, like, maybe, you know, have a couple drinks and watch, like I was going to watch the basketball games. The play, you know, right. Sunday was always a fun day. Like a couple months ago when there were like 4 hockey games and 4 basketball games on. And it started all at 10 o'clock in the morning. I get just like, it's like watching football, you know. So
I'm such a Dodger hater that I actually get happy when their players get hurt.
Right.
So I was very happy when Betts got hit with that 98-mile-per-hour fastball on the wrist, and he's out. No surgery, which I wish they would have, because he used to be with the Red Sox and went to the Dodgers. He's got double heat with me. Bro, the Orioles lost four really good pitchers, and they replaced with four really good pitchers. They're too much. Atlanta, great pitching. You got some new guy there. He's got a long last name that I can't pronounce.
He's had a couple good games and a couple bad games, though. But he's young. Yeah, our top three pitchers are good, but the third or fourth.
Whoa, how much of a beast is Sale? He's like 7-1 with a really low ERA.
Yeah, and as soon as we finish here, he's pitching against the Yankees tonight. It's on right now. So
yeah, that's go Atlanta.
Yeah.
I was watching the college football. They just named the first team all offense. You got two Georgia boys on there. You got the quarterback, Carson Beck, and you got an offensive lineman, Tate Ratledge. So you'll have another great team as usual.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time, you know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco-free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and we got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available in 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams. And the flavors are mint, very citrus, espresso. And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's gum is available at 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. You like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription. Have Lucy deliver straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here. And I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera. But at the same time, it's a habit, you know. So I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches. And actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive. And if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it. And it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100 and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100. You get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified. It's no kids.
Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom. Did you see Mbappe miss an easy goal, then got hit in the face, and he may be out, which is going to hurt France?
Oh, no. So, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I watched the first few games, the first couple days.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's like there's so many teams in advance.
Right.
Like, there's 24 teams in this, and only four teams, like, don't advance to the next round or something.
Well, that's exciting, and they make more money, and you know what I'm saying? It's all money.
Yeah, it's like 16 out of 20. Bro, it's ridiculous. I know it's more money, but like literally there's absolutely like all the worst teams aren't going to make it to the next round. I kind of like get interested when they go to the next rounds. You know,
Big fan of German and French football, just the way they play. And I hate when Boston went over everybody without their best players. But Mbappe, to me, is the heir apparent to Ronaldo. My bad. So what do you got? I know we talked about it a little bit, but let's shut it down. What up with the Celts? Do you think they can repeat?
They can absolutely repeat. But it's obvious now that, they have there's a blueprint there. They shoot three-pointers like nobody's business. So I think teams are just going to try to figure out a way that you can play against them next year where Porzingis factors in. You know, it's kind of weird. Like, you know, this whole playoffs, you know, even the Celtics didn't have a full team, you know?
Right.
It's like there wasn't like all these guys were hurt. A lot of stars were hurt. I don't know. It just seems like this was like entertaining. Wasn't very entertaining.
Yeah, it wasn't. But let me read a quote from Kyrie, who you can tell he's matured. He goes, this is talking about the Celtics when he was there. I think that's what I struggled with initially, was figuring out how I'm going to be a great player here while winning championships and also leading a team and selflessly joining the Celtics organization or the cult that they have here. Looking back, I would have showed my respect and had a counsel around me from some of the Boston Celtics that came before me to explain what the pressure is like to play in Boston, and that I had the maturity to listen rather than believing I had all the answers. That's very mature for a very immature guy when he was in Boston. What I like about the Celtics is our two superstars are still young. Brown is 27. Tatum is 26. The final, everybody was a hero. Porzingis was a hero in game one. Jrue Holiday was a hero in game two. Jaylen Brown in game three. Tatum and White in game five. It's just like the old Celtics teams, right? Whether it was the Larry Bird, Dennis Johnson, fucking Mikhail Parrish, where were the old school with Havlicek, Cowens, JoJo White, they always had a full team, and everybody was bitching. A lot of people were bitching that, oh, how can you get rid of Marcus Smart? He's the soul of the team. And how can you get rid of, but I said, Jrue Holiday's going to fit right in the Marcus Smart role. And I've been saying for years and years and years, we needed a good center, and we finally got one, Porzingis. Yeah. It's going to be – I think we're going to have a – we are the team to beat next year.
Did you see this the Florida Gators signed a 7'9" basketball player, high school basketball player. He's the tallest – it's like the Guinness Book of World Records kid. And the kid, is actually – he doesn't look like a – his body's kind of –
Yeah, like Sean Bradley or Murison.
Yeah,
or
and the guy, the highlights Murison. Are ridiculous. He's literally just catching the ball and just dropping it in the basket.
Well, that's 7'9"? Come on.
Yeah, it's like 7'9". He was – he's growing. They said,
He was 6'1 at 8 years old? Yeah, look at what school he went to. See the jersey? IMG.
IMG. Oh yes, of course.
That's that powerhouse. Yeah.
Yes. Well,
you know who also went there?
Right. It's so the recruit athletes.
You know who also went there? Besides a lot of great players, Satnam Singh.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where did you learn how to play basketball? Because is basketball big in India? And he goes, no. And I go, then how did you learn? And then Jeff was like, oh, he came here when he was so many years old. And I go, right, where do you play? IMG.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. This in Atlanta, I went to Marist High School, and there's a lot of other kind of private high schools. Like the private high schools are very good, right?
Right.
They had Westminster, St. Pius, and stuff, right? So, like, we're us, Westminster, St. Pius, like, you know, so some of these, like, we're all in our region, okay? And so it was very competitive. Like, we always, like, had teams, like, going for the state championship, right? So it's kind of funny, like, out of nowhere, like, this new school came out.
Right.
And, like, they were just, and all of a sudden, they came out their first year. They were, like, contending for the state championship.
Right.
Okay? And then, like, because they were recruiting.
That's wild.
Yeah. And the name of the school? Our right. Lady of the Assumption. So it's like, it's like under the guise of like a religious school. Or
right. People, they're paying people to go to the
we're
school.
They're paying people to come here and like play basketball. Sorry. Right. You know, so,
that's how you got to do it nowadays.
But literally, the school was open for like 2 to 3 years. And all of a sudden, they were like a state powerhouse and like a state traditionally that has very like traditional programs in high school sports. You know,
yeah. So like, that's the only way to compete.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yep.
But congratulations to the Celtics. I was very unhappy that they won. I wanted to see Luke and Kyrie close them out on the road in game six.
Two guys can't beat seven.
No, they can't. And I was surprised that Joe Mazzulla outcoached Jason Kidd, you know? So, and they
he's got good mentors. Brad Stevens is the architect behind everything, bro. He's the one that made all those moves, and he used to be a coach. And I'm sure he dropped some knowledge on him, you know what I'm saying? So he was a great coach at Butler. He was a great coach with the Celtics, but he's a better GM.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there's actually a pretty interesting fight. They're in Saudi Arabia, I think, for UFC this weekend. The show's on it. Then it starts at like at noon, like 11 o'clock.
Who's the fight?
Whitaker against this guy, Yama, the guy that just won on fight night.
What's the guy I was telling you about last week? Ikram Aliskarov.
Yeah, but he hasn't fought anybody.
Yeah, but he's really good.
Now, this whole show, DI, it's like Khabib's trainees or family. Yeah. Like they're gonna
that's what they do when they go.
They're
gonna
smish everyone.
Well, they get all the Muslims to rest to fight in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of Muslim fighters out there, so like that's
and
like,
fans.
Yeah, and fans. So it's like so you go to Saudi Arabia. That's like they get all
you
these Muslim
to your Saudi to your fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like they did in Scotland when the girls won.
Right. Very smart. Yeah. You know, very
your fan base happy.
I sent this to Conan, but I don't remember. DI, you probably saw it anyway. Chael Sonnen on his show with Daniel Cormier, you know, hinted at the fact that Conor wasn't actually injured and then he's in rehab. And then he kind of backed off a little bit on his own show. Had you guys heard that or seen the clip?
I didn't hear the original.
I saw
comments.
The clips.
Yeah. But he was kind of backtracking on it because I don't know if he's on, you know, but then he kind of like, he's the one.
I just think that he knew. And he didn't want to come out and say it, so he hinted about it, and somebody, Dana or somebody, said, hey, dude, cut it out.
Right.
But I think he was right. He wouldn't go out there and just make shit up. He heard it from somebody, or he knows. He's an insider, and he probably told Dana, hey, I never said that, but it was a fact. Just knock it out, dude. That's what I'm thinking.
Because he...
Obviously, Connor, I could be wrong.
Connor doesn't, like... He goes and hangs out with the people, and by the people, I mean, you know, the people that are going to be out with you until 9 a.m., at their shitty apartment or something, you know, like he hangs out like people around Dublin and Belfast and all that. They know Connor is.
Bro, everybody knows he's a party. That's not new.
Yeah. But you think they'll actually make the fight happen or this is just like this was.
I don't think about this. OK,
do you care? Do you even care, really?
I would like to see Connor. I would like to see what shape he's in. I'd like to see him one more time.
Mm-hmm. Bro, if you got like three.
And I'm not the only one, bro. They broke a record of sales.
People are
interested.
Yeah, they are interested.
Connor's still right. After 3 years, does he still have it? He looks great,
And I don't even know if that's the deal. Just the fact the guy has so much money, how hungry are you to want to fight him again?
I think, you know? I think as proud as he is and as great as he was, he doesn't want to end it like it ended. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.